The task is a big one. How do you track the spread of a virus that's already infected more than 200,000 people in the UK? Well, in the 21st century, technology holds the key. The NHS have developed a contact tracing app that harnesses the power of smartphones and people's reliance on having one in their pocket. But how does it work?
It couldn't be simpler, really. It asks you, how are you feeling today? Underneath that, then it says, if you are feeling unwell, do you have any of the following? And then advise accordingly by pressing the thing at the bottom. But it's very, very simple.
That was Mike Saunders. He lives in rural West Wight and was able to download the app this morning. By inputting your symptoms on a daily basis, the NHS hopes to have a much better idea of the number of milder COVID cases in the community. Interactions between smartphones that are near each other are registered using Bluetooth technology and high-powered GPS location tracking. It's hoped that this will create a network of people who've been in close contact with each new COVID case, allowing the NHS to alert app users that they've potentially been infected. But Daryl Pitcher, a parish councillor for the Wootton Bridge area of the island, says that Isle of Wight residents are being forced to take a risk.
We have to look at how this decision was made and why the island wasn't directly involved in shaping it and deciding for itself whether we wanted to be the testbed for this app.
These concerns stem from the idea that GPS tracking breaches our privacy. But Mike has no such concerns.
Will there be an invasion of privacy, perhaps? Maybe there's, you know, they're using your data in some way. Do you have that concern?
No,
or
not at all. I'm not that worried about that at all. I do have good defence systems on the phones, but that's not my prime concern. I'm prepared to sacrifice a bit of that for safety.
In times of a pandemic, exceptions must surely be made. Stopping the spread of this virus is so important that the government is willing to do whatever it takes. Paul Harrison, Just News.